robot clone.
You can't go wrong with a robot clone. Robot clones are cool.
AI is all the rage right now.
Hey, it is, man.
I know I haven't talked to you in a while. NVIDIA is still going up, just so you know.
I don't want to know. I do not want to know. I saw something the other day.
It's going to hit 1,000. It's going to hit 1,000. That's when it's going to drop.
Dude, it's the worst. I saw it the other day. It was something. I don't know if it was at work or I was, or the kids had something. But one of the things that they were talking about, it was like, I was helping my mom. My mom was getting a new computer. So we're going over all the stuff for, you know, the specs and whatnot. And right there in the middle, and NVIDIA gaming, so I'm like, mom, we're not getting this computer. Why not?
Yeah.
It sounds good. I said, yeah, it sounds AMD. Good, but no, bro, I don't want to get anything with NVIDIA on it. Is it bad? I'm like, it's not bad. It's actually pretty good. I just screwed up some stocks a couple of years ago. I could be retiring right now.
Hey, didn't you and Avi used to have a stock SMCI? What is it? I don't know. I don't know it. I've traded it about 1,000 times already. SMCI. SMCI is a semiconductor.
Yeah.
I think you guys used to try to trade some shit that was like a penny stock or a dollar, a couple dollars.
I told you the one you had.
I didn't think about it until just now that this is the ticker, that this might be the ticker.
I had the Taiwanese semiconductor company. I had about 100, 200 shares of that because it was like a penny stock also, or maybe like a dollar. That's crazy. A bunch of that, and now they're flying too.
Yeah,
this is the move, bro. I'm like, good luck, Chuck. I'll take your stock. I'll hold it for a year or two. It'll do nothing. I'll sell it. And then you're gonna hit the roof, bro.
Anything I lost money on, I'm never endorsing it again. I lost money on Noodles and Company. I'll never eat there. I lost money on Lululemon.
That place is good.
I don't want to see any person wearing Lululemon.
Didn't you get GoPro when it first came out and GoPro kind of took off for you for a little bit?
Yeah, GoPro was good.
Noodles and Company is all right, man.
But, I lost Lululemon. I lost like $3,000 overnight. Like, I went to sleep.
It's the worst feeling, bro.
And I woke up, and it was gone. I was like, oh, no.
It's not gone until you sell, bro. You should have bag held that shit. Just get that big old bagger and carry that motherfucker for 6 years.
It's the hardest thing in the world to sit there and hold it. Like, it's low. It's zero. I've got the company stock. And I got it at 24 a share, and it was down from like at 40. It's like 5 years ago, and now it's in the high teens, dividend cut in half. I'm like, why am I still holding this? Like, I need a miracle just to break even again. I'm like, do I chase it with good money and buy like another 200-300 shares, and hopefully it goes up? But I want to get other stuff, so I'm kind of like, damn, what do I do?
There's never enough money for everything. Car ain't got no roof. Don't you have
DraftKings? I just looked at my AC and it was set to 90. I got DraftKings.
Oh, man. How's that going?
I made money off of it. I haven't looked at it in a while.
How long have you had it? Because did you buy that shit in the 80s or did you buy it in the 40s?
No, I've had DraftKings for a while.
Oh, so you bought it in the 80s.
Yeah, I made some money off DraftKings.
It's all on the way. It's on the way back up, man. That son of a $11, $12,
bro.
I bought Google when it split, and I made a ton of money on that.
I was watching one of these videos. This guy was like, "Get this SOL stock. Get SOL this."
It's not a stock. It's a crypto.
Crypto. Get it. I'm like, I'm thinking about it. Whatever. Because I don't think Fidelity does crypto. But I put on my watch list. It was $99 a share. I was like, I'm thinking about it. I just got a tax settlement that came in. So I got a little extra money. I may go and get this, but this is about a month ago. I checked just now, 168 per share. I put on my watch list at $99 a month ago.
Listen, dude, do you understand
it's that crypto $12 today, bro? $12 listen, today.
Crypto bull market is happening right. Do you understand that Bitcoin is at all time highs now?
Yep. And then it's going to like plummet.
I heard the same thing.
It's not going to plummet this time. Literally, all of the BlackRock and all them dudes created ETFs. All the Bitcoin, the inflow, they're getting billions of dollars of inflows for their Bitcoin ETF. So they are owning all the all they did was take all the Bitcoin from people, which was supposed to be the point.
Yeah.
So they're stealing all the Bitcoin.
Well, see,
it's not going to go to zero no more because now the government's controlling it or big money's controlling it.
I heard that if the government gets their.
What are you doing? Sorry.
Is that your dog?
Yeah, he should be up here. I have a gate, and he's here.
It's a bad gate, bro.
What are you doing?
I heard that. What's there? There, if America gets its digital currency, it's gonna be like how it is now. You need to transfer your euros to American money. They're not gonna accept crypto, or they're not gonna accept anything. It's gonna be solely the United States, whatever they digital money. Yeah. And so all the stuff people have now, it'll be cool to have, but when you realize you can't use it, you're gonna it's gonna be cool gonna to have. Them out.
Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, I wonder how true that is.
Bitcoin, they're looking at Bitcoin like property, like it's an asset. So they're looking at it. All these rich folks talk about it as if it's a business on Park Avenue in New York, and you'd borrow against it, and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
they play Monopoly out here.
Basically, yeah. So they just got pretty an much. Asset that a bunch of dumbasses wanted to invest in. So here they are.
But bro, it went up $13 to that soul. Like, you got to be kidding me.
The bull market is now. You better go buy. I got some tokens that are. I get one that doubles every couple days.
I can buy. I have AI Cash right App. I can buy through Cash App, but Fidelity won't let me buy any crypto. It doesn't.
I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you cry when soul is at like.
You will. I will. You'll hear me cry my eyes out because I had that 99 on my watch list. Over a month ago, I'm like, I'll
why didn't you like it when it dropped down to $13?
I got DraftKings at $19.
You got what?
I got DraftKings at $19.
Nice.
That's good. January that's awesome. Of 2023, Billy. You didn't know crypto existed?
Soul I didn't was know one of Soul the biggest. Was.
Soul went from like a half a cent to $250 a token.
It's gone up like $10 a month for the last year and a half. Listen,
a lot of billionaires made off of that.
When I'm scrolling through my reels and I'm watching Kobe videos and Tosh.0 videos and Shane videos, and all of a sudden this crypto comes in, it catches my attention. And the guy showed when he got in on it was like $40 a share, and it's been going up all the way. It's up since then. But yeah. I was like, I'll put on my watch list and I'll watch it. I won't do
nothing to watch right now. Bitcoin up only, crypto up only. Buy now, and you just buy it and forget about it. The bull run's gonna last for another like 2 years.
And I gotta find a way find a way to buy it.
You just get an exchange. Go to you can download. I think Coinbase lets you buy it.
Cash. I think you can get it with Cash App. Doesn't Cash App let you do something?
That? Crypto.
Robinhood.
But Robinhood's very limited.
Use Coinbase.
They should have
Coinbase. Yeah, you can get Coinbase.
I got. They have get Uphold. Uphold is pretty good. They're probably scamming and going to steal all my money, but
yeah. But isn't it? Aren't all these companies like Cayman Islands and all these places where there's no regulations and they're going to steal my money?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter, bro. So FTX.
Don't leave your sentence. Yeah, and then try to explain.
I put most of my money in FTX because the fucking Miami Heat named their arena FTX Arena. I was like, this shit's not going to zero. Guess what? Scam went to zero. So there's nothing you can do. You just fucking cross your fingers and don't open sketchy emails. That's it.
I would never be a Heat fan again.
I got rugged for like $3,000 the other day. I mean, it was all profit. I didn't lose money, but you know.
I want that soul, bro. I've seen it. I've watched it go up. Then I was like, I'm going to get 100. How much money am I really going to make if I only buy like 10 shares of it? I don't got $2,000-$3,000 laying around.
You need to.
Then it went to one. Now it's at 160. I'm like, shit, I should have bought it. Now I'm gonna jump in when it gets to 200 and be like, damn.
So Soul is an ecosystem. So there's a bunch of stuff under it. So that's why it's like that. It's not like one thing. It's not like Bitcoin. None of it. It's like an ecosystem, like Apple, and it has. It's this and it's that.
You're gonna have to talk to somebody a lot smarter than me. 500.
All I know is you just get Apple that
split on me for split me a few times.
I don't know. I just lose money on that crypto stuff, man.
Yeah, I ain't the only one, man. My problem is I keep chasing, and I get that one. It stops going up, and then I lose money. And then the one I was in goes up, and I'm like, oh, let me get back in that. And it's just I can't get on the right side of it. My brain hurts.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of making money and losing money, NFL free agency.
That's who's spending money.
Good out there, bro.
That's spending
of money.
Spending
of money.
Money there.
Yes.
What's the last team that really just went out in free agency and just blew it up in free agency and was actually good?
I remember years ago, Philadelphia would win the offseason and then they would lose their games.
That's what I'm saying. When's the last time
wins the offseason?
When's the last time like an NFL team just went out and just blew a bunch of money and then was good.
Maybe Jacksonville.
You can't even name them. Jacksonville. What they want?
Not because if you're bad, you mean, you're getting like, rid of
the whole thing.
I mean, like win something.
Not because you're bad. You're getting rid of your bad players and bringing in new players.
With that defense, remember that? What was it? $1 billion defense?
I don't know.
Oh, but still, their best players on there was drafted. They had Jalen Ramsey, and their best players was drafted.
Okay, yeah, true.
They put like little cherry on the
that's
cake.
That's a good maybe the rent. No,
the Dolphins really always spend a ton of money and they suck. So that's your example.
Like these teams is out here just blowing money. Like the Titans just gave Calvin Ridley $92 million.
What does that compare to last year, though? Like, the money goes up. They had record profits in the NFL, so the salary cap went up so much that I don't think that money looks just like somebody else's money from last year. It's just higher numbers.
I would say, though, too.
They gave them $50 million guaranteed. Like, $50 million is $50 million.
Well, Tennessee needs a line. They got a rookie quarterback. They're going to hope that they got two veteran receivers to help him out. I don't think they have a run game.
They're paying like $30-something million between two 30-year-old receivers.
Oh no, not
yeah, four for 92, $50 million guaranteed.
After not looking at AJ.
Not looking at Billy, he's talking about age.
Throw the whole franchise.
Well, when you give a person a 4-year deal, yeah, I talk about age.
When I said we drafting, not drafting paying,
It's a difference between you getting a 30-year-old player, you give him a 2-year deal. And you get a 30-year player, you give them a 4-year deal with 50 totally guaranteed.
I totally agree with that.
And if you're looking at alignment or a receiver, speed's kind of their deal. Linebacker, maybe speed. Lineman, not too much. But you're paying Ridley four years, $92 million. If he loses a step, that could be a problem.
And it's somebody the next said 4 years. The funniest somebody said
I like was Hunter.
This is somebody said it was this is really really fishy. That he turned down more money with Jacksonville and they were minus -120 and he signed with the Titans and they were plus +1,800.
Oh,
really fishy.
Awesome. The people are clever, bro. The internet does not lose. Funny. That is so good.
That's probably very true too.
He made that money back.
Daniel Hunter's contract had me dying. They gave that man 50 million and 49
million. 49 million. Right?
49
Danielle Hunter guaranteed. Got 49 million, 48 guaranteed.
Where did he go? Right here. Houston.
Texans.
Yeah.
I was rolling.
But you
I
said, see, hold on, what? I don't understand. I don't understand these teams' moves. Like the Texans, they let Goddard walk.
Yeah.
And then you overpay for Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Remember, I was telling you earlier today, at least for me, I can't recall the last time or even ever I've seen so many free agency transactions where players have gone to the rival teams. Like,
they want to play them twice a year. They want it back in blood.
Like, you see one or two, but like half of the big free agents just switch. They stayed in the division. It's like, yeah, we're going
to. I do like that Joe Mixon trade. I think that Joe Mixon trade is legit because they had no running game last year.
He got traded. So I thought he got
My top three winners.
No, he was going to get released, and then Houston came and was like, hey, don't release that boy, man. I got something for you.
My top three winners so far.
If you release him, I got a battle with other teams to bring him in. But if I just send you this here pick, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I like the Texans.
And I like that Al Shaheer move, too, because he played in San Fran in that defense with D'Amico. That's a good move for them.
Yeah, that was. I'm kind of mad we let him go.
So, Brad, what you got? The top three so far for you? I've not really thought about it. I'm focused on Buffalo, but they're just signing dudes. They're not, like, re-signing. They're not bringing anybody in.
Sometimes re-signs are better than signings.
Yeah.
I got Commanders.
So you like Houston?
I like the Texans, Commanders. The Vikings. For the simple fact that I like how they're recovering after losing their starting quarterback. So I guess they're like, you know what? We lost our starter. And like Felix like to say, I guess we're just going to win in the trenches. And he just started getting defensive players.
Yeah. Good. I didn't really like the Commanders.
Here's Commanders. I think
they
right
just
here.
Making they just making a bunch of moves just to make a bunch of moves. Like I don't really see nothing.
You don't like so the Jeremy. You don't like the Jeremy Chin signing. You don't like.
I mean, Jeremy Chin's good. I mean, but he's you signed him to a 1 year deal. He was hurt all last year. I don't know. Maybe it works.
Well, this is what we talked about last week with the Commanders. Do you trust them to spend that $90 million? And we were okay. He's got Peters. Whoever like came the, in from
I like
San
the
Louisville
move.
Yeah, I like that move too.
Who's that?
But other than Louisville? That, like I don't.
Louisville.
Yeah, the Louisville. Like other than that, what are you doing? Like you brought in Austin Eckler. He run like a four. He run like a 4.9 right now.
He got Mariota and Eckler, bro. It's over. Super Bowl.
I think they're trying to whatever quarterback they're going to draft. Put him in a better.
Bro, I was thinking the same thing because you got Howell. You signed Mariota. I mean, you guys need a Commanders need a quarterback. So what are you doing? And I mean, you got Ertz, Eckler. Names that look good on paper, I guess, to some people.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's no way Cliff Kingsbury's in his office like, woohoo, I got Austin Eckler.
He didn't have Zach. He was in Philly at that when he was coaching the Cardinals. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we shall see. I don't know. We shall see. I didn't really think. I thought they just signed a bunch of people.
Look at your team here. Look at your boys right here.
Who? The Chargers?
What are they doing?
They came in like 20-something million over the cap. What you want them to do?
Yeah, they're like 25 over. They're gonna lose somebody big here soon.
They cut Mike Williams today.
They gotta make decisions on Bosa. They gotta make decisions on Bosa and Allen by Friday because they get roster bonuses.
No, but they restructured Mac's deal to open up some money.
Yeah.
And then they cut Mike Williams. But I don't know.
Look at the Raiders, Christian. So here's my issue with the Raiders signing Christian Wilkins, 4 for $110 million. You have Mahomes in Kansas City, you have Herbert and the Chargers. Why are you spending all this money on interior linemen when you're in a pass-happy division? Who I'm not sure what Denver's going to do, but I don't think Payton's a run-first guy.
What you want him
Christian
to do,
Wilkins is a three-tech. He's rushing the passer.
Yeah, but he's
seen him come out.
He's a run stopper. This is his most sacks this year. He had like, 8 or 9? Every other year, his max was like 3 or 4. So he's not a pass.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he plays the 3 technique. He's supposed to be getting to the quarterback.
Yeah. But his position, dude,
correct.
He doesn't.
But I mean, now he's got Max coming off one side. He's got the rookie that they drafted last year on the other side. Like he should be able to get to the quarterback.
Up. One of these dudes are going to be doubled, and the other one has got to get to the quarterback is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it might free up more for Crosby.
So okay. Wilkins had a good year this year because he was freer. Usually he was the best guy we had. So the other people that we had, and he had his best pass rush season. So, I mean, if everybody else is getting attention and you leave him one-on-one, he's a great player. They paid him.
That's a lot of money.
Man. That's what I'm saying. I love 4 for $110 million.
That's a lot. But like I said, I was telling somebody earlier in the week, 3 techniques do not come available like that. Nobody lets their 3 technique go. Like they don't.
Except the Dolphins.
The young 3 techniques, they don't come free. So he came free. I knew he was going to get paid.
That's the problem with. How the Dolphins had so many draft picks. Sorry, my camera. Is if you got 3 first rounders and they're all good, you got to pay all them fools at the same time. So all the people that we let go is for because we're going to have to pay Waddle, JP, and Holland. Like we got 3 guys in the same year that's going to have
and Tua. You got to pay Tua.
Who's going to
get paid this year? That's already covered. I'm saying future wise, you can't give Wilkins that much money because then you're going to lose everybody else too.
Don't feel bad. We're going to have to pay Brock Purdy $15 million next year.
This year, man. Hawaiian Purdy.
Are those your dogs back there making that noise?
Is this still happening? Because I closed my. Yeah, they just. Christina just got home, so they're barking. But I had the camera on.
All right. That makes sense. Then. All right. Because I didn't hear anything until just now. And I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, what is the problem with the noises?
I didn't know that the camera was like making.
No, it's good now. But no, it makes sense that she's home because there was nothing going on for a little bit.
Yeah.
What do we got here?
Are we happy? Sneed, we'll be good to go.
Oh, I'm happy.
Yeah. Colts?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Felix, a Colt fan?
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, you got a top, 10 receiver? You got one of the best nose tackles in the league? You got the best nickel corner in the league? Hey, they just happened to come from our team. Hey, where's our other D tackle? Why they missing players here?
This is the most up to date thing because Flacco just got signed 20 minutes ago. So I mean, now
we got the boy from the Dolphins.
Who's that?
The Wu-Tang Clan member,
Raekwon the Chef.
Yeah, Raekwon.
Oh, good. Good luck. I hope he plays good. Yo, he's so big and useless. I mean, bro, I couldn't tell you. I didn't even know he was on the team, bro.
That's how I feel about Kinlaw going to the Jets.
If you can get something out of him, like I don't know how he's so big and he gets bodied all the time when you watch him, bro. I used to tweet about him all the time. He aggravated the hell out of me. You're bigger than everybody. Oh, yeah. You get pushed around. Yeah, he looks and seems a lot better than it actually turns out to be. Yeah. Trust me.
But, we needed a backup for Grover Stewart. Grover is one of the best nose tackles in the league, but we needed a backup because last year when he got suspended, we had nothing there to put.
Nothing?
Look at everything.
No. I don't think he's useless, but I don't know that he don't make plays.
Patriots did right here. Patriots made sure to not get a quarterback. I mean,
they got a third pick.
They got Brissett. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been there before. He does a good 2-yard push by himself. Yeah,
that whole
there.
Organization's changed. That don't matter if he's been there.
Connor Henry.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He's there to bridge the gap for the Jaden.
Yeah, yeah. I totally forgot. Belichick's gone. It's a whole redo over there.
He gone.
I can't believe Uche went back for just $3 million. Like, he could have got paid on them, I think. Like, he's a legit pass rusher.
I think Max.
He must really like New England.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones, him getting traded to the Jags, like, I don't understand that for Lawrence, who's supposed to be generational.
That's so they won't pay. If he falters, we got to pay this guy.
I don't know that you go get a guy like you trade for Mac Jones.
They did call him generational. I'm glad you pointed that generational tag out. You know.
Bro, all I saw today was the 2021 quarterback draft was the worst of all time with Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Fields. Where Fields is like Lawrence are kind of like right there, but neither one of them are really doing anything, and the other guys are just bad.
Man, let me tell you how I don't care what team I am. If Fields is going for 5-6 round pick, and nobody wants it, I'm taking him immediately to be my backup. For no money, yeah. Fifth round pick all day. I will pray that Miami goes and gets him.
Who was
rumor is Philly.
Yeah,
that's because they just like running quarterbacks who can't throw.
See, to me, he's bigger, stronger, faster than Hurts is.
Yeah,
Hurts could throw a good deep ball, but I'm pretty sure that Fields could throw a good deep ball.
I like Fields. I wish the Dolphins would go get him, pay Tua, and then go give me some Fields. I could. Watch run around. I want a quarterback.
Did you see the guy? I don't know what ESPN show he was on. He was like, I think they should just have Caleb Williams at quarterback, you know, have DJ Moore at receiver, and then have Justin Fields at the other receiver.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Who was that?
And everybody on the show is looking at him like, what?
Yeah.
No,
man.
What? Run that back. Run that back.
Why are you being
much better?
Why are you being disrespectful right now?
not even have him in the backfield, just have him lined
no,
up.
No, he said Justin Fields should get moved to receiver.
That's funny. He's
sound about white.
Had to be the dude with the long hair. I think I'm thinking about that guy's a clown.
I don't even know the name, but he was a It was on Twitter. I saw it. Everybody was like, what is going on?
Rob, what you got here, bro? You 49er fans in the house. Oh, Rob, man, where'd you go?
Oh, we got.
Dang, George.
We got.
George Odom resigned?
Yeah, we got tackles for galore, man. Ah,
I thought he was coming back to Indy.
We got tackles for days, man. What y'all need? Mm-hmm. Tackle.
Hey, you went in the trenches, bro.
Oh, I hear you.
I mean,
I like the really I like the Kendrick signing. That boy left y'all at the altar.
Bro, you guys are never getting back to the Super Bowl losing Sam Darnold.
Yeah, tell me about
it. No, it's over for them.
All the tools is gone. Toolbag is over.
You got no tools in your toolbox, buddy.
Toolbox is empty, baby.
Yeah, I was upset. Leonard Floyd left Buffalo to go to he was good. He had some good plays last season.
My brother in the third box says it's a good signing.
Leonard Floyd is a good signing. I
watched
him
last season with Buffalo. He was doing good, man.
I like the dude from Carolina a little better.
I thought the Kendricks signing was good. That boy spent the block on them boys.
Yeah, I
changed my mind.
Yeah, I saw him on Dallas. I was like, hold on a second. They can't be two Kendricks. Wasn't he just on San Francisco?
Yeah, that boy said, hold up. I changed my mind. I don't want to go there.
I was actually cool with that one, but they said Mike Zimmer wants him to run the defense, and he wants to go play.
Yeah, because he coached him in Minnesota.
What happened? I thought y'all got Chase Young. He gone already?
Yeah, is he gone? Or
free agent.
Yeah. Nah, he's a free agent. He'd probably be back on a prove it deal, though.
Not with San Fran.
You got Leonard Floyd and Gross Matos. I don't look like you're getting him back.
Yeah, not with San Fran. He ain't coming over there.
It's been 6 days and ain't nobody touching
him. He could come waste some space.
I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I looked at the remaining free agents. Like, it's a bunch of dudes still out there.
A lot of dudes still out there.
You see, like, your boy, the dude from Tampa Bay.
I'm not taking a pay cut.
Our dude from Tampa Bay ain't got a job yet.
Devin White.
Yeah, that's 26 crazy.
Premier linebacker. 10 years on that body, probably, bro.
He's 26.
Yeah, that man just started playing.
No, he's young, but he's in on every single play. Like, a guy like that who you want beat up a little bit.
Yeah, I looked at the list earlier. I was like, remaining free agents. And I'm just going down the list like,
I said the same thing.
This dude still hit. Like,
we'll jump to that. We'll jump to that in a second. See who's out there. I'm bringing up the Steelers. Could you see Denver is still paying like $29 million of that deal, and the Steelers are only paying like $1.9 million of it?
They paying the minimum.
That's
appreciated
business, bro.
Yeah, Russ was like, "Listen, man, just pay me the minimum. I got a boatload coming from the other guy."
I'm straight.
Trust me, I'm straight. What's the least you could pay me? Just pay me that, bro. I'm straight. It's all good. I just want
to. Queen was a good.
I just like the jersey.
You get rid of Deontay Johnson and bring in Dante Jackson. It got my brain messed up a little bit.
Hey, you traded one really DJ fast. For another DJ.
They didn't have no corners though. Isn't Patrick Peterson a free agent?
He got cut.
Yeah, so they had to depth. Jackson's. I think he's the younger side. 27. What is he?
Yeah,
I know he's the fast. Thing was, I play with him in Madden. Yeah. I used to get him all the time.
They say they both had one year left on the deals, and neither team was re-signing them. So they just was like, "Hey, man, you want to take this guy? All right, give me that guy. All right, boom, boom. So yeah, they'll be free agents next year.
The other way.
You got Ravens. I think they did okay.
That's a scary. Derrick Henry with Lamar. I want to watch that so bad.
Yeah, I'm ready to watch that boy.
Yeah,
we put that reel on Instagram. The John Travolta looking around, like, what's going on with Henry and Lamar as far as the RPO. We got almost 9,000 views on it. We're doing pretty good with that. Definitely, we did its thing.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one there, man. Lamar with Derrick Henry.
They shouldn't abandon the run if he's there. If he makes it,
no, they should not.
And then you have Lamar. And
yes, Edwards.
Bro, you got to keep everybody in the box to try to stop Henry. And then Lamar I wanted him to come to Miami.
That'll be it, man. That'll be the play right there.
Yeah, they just need like a number one. They just need like a receiver, an outside receiver.
Well, what I saw today was Flowers, man. They put him on all the memes. Like, you got Henry, Lamar, and Flowers.
He's good, but he's an inside guy. They need an outside guy. And they releasing OBJ.
Yeah, he gone.
They should get, what's his name? Slant Boy.
Dewey, give us your thoughts here, bro.
Excited.
I mean, I'm not mad at it, but this is where a couple years ago I decided you got to show me what you could do and what it looked like. I don't care on paper.
Oh, I didn't know they signed A-Walk.
I like the Brooks signing. Walker, I didn't care. I liked him in Madison.
Hey, A-Walk like, coming back like home. Jordan
Brooks. We lost some pieces, so I got to see.
Two Bills players, bro. Jordan Poyer and Cyron Neal. You got two Bills players on your team now.
I don't know who Neal is. Y'all can have him back. I like the Jonnu Smith because we haven't had a tight end, so that's straight. We replace linebacker, maybe upgrade passing-wise.
Y'all don't use tight ends.
I don't care for
Needham. Mike McDaniel system.
Now he said that's the piece we're missing. We didn't use the shitty tight ends.
You so gotta Gesicki, wonder which
Gesicki was Dookie because he bought the gritty all.
You gotta be able to block. You gotta wonder which Shaq system? Barrett is showing up though.
Yeah,
blocking what's
pre Achilles or post Achilles?
Well, he could sit with the other three that we got. The same position as what's his name? JP hurt his Achilles.
JP and Bubba.
What's his name? Tore his ACL. Like they just all go talk in the room. I'm not mad at it, but I gotta see him play. I don't really care until
they can schedule their rehab.
Hey, A-Walk gonna ball for y'all, man. A-Walk gonna bring leadership to that defense.
That's the biggest thing is the draft for us. I gotta see who we draft because if we don't get that, it's got to be O-line or interior D-line. But our O-line is crazy right now. Hunt was our best O-lineman, and he's
about the only thing.
That dude got paid, bro. That guy.
What's funny is people were saying how our GM sucks, and then everybody was countering with. So you just got Christian Wilkins, Hunt, and like everybody that we got that got signed away from us was crazy deals. And it's like, I mean, apparently you drafted well if your guys are getting paid like crazy on the second contract.
Just couldn't afford to keep them on. You got them all together. Yeah. You got to pay one. Looks like they paid none.
I didn't realize financially that we were all in this season. Like I guess I knew that we were going to be heavy over the cap, but I didn't know they played it like.
Oh, this is our year. Wait till next year.
Over the cap.
Wait till next year.
Wait till next year.
In Madden, y'all are negative 120. Okay.
Wait till next year. Buffalo resign.
I think I read where they had 18 players on the roster for next year. And all the cap is gone.
The Dolphins or Buffalo?
Yeah, the Dolphins.
Whoever was using them in Madden messed that team up.
Yeah, they need to hit the reset clear cap.
Yeah.
No, I just got to restructure Tyreek and we'll be good.
Tyreek is recruiting Slant Boy.
I saw that. Yeah. I'm looking at Buffalo.
You guys want the fastest receiver and the slowest receiver.
Mike Williams is slow. That's what he's trying to get over there, right?
Trubisky?
No. Slant Boy.
I hope I get to see Mitchell Trubisky.
No, Allen is going to hurt.
Trubisky going to light it up.
He needs to redo some of his deal. We re-signed a lot of people and extended people. Like you said, we didn't have much money to do anything. We got under the cap, and that was it.
You got a lot of people cut. Yeah, you guys got rid of a lot of people.
Which makes me super nervous because all the guys we got rid of except for Gabe Davis, we're all on defense. So what does Captain Quarterback think? He's got to do it all. And that could be a huge problem if Josh Allen thinks he has to do it all. He needs to rely on his team.
You guys have a cat at safety. 9 lives starting safety.
I thought they should have got rid of him. I don't know why they should have been in, bro.
Should have been comeback player of the year. His clone should have won it. He's
locked into that starter spot.
He needs to. I don't.
You can't kill that man. You're not.
He might be up for comeback player of the year again.
Second year in a row. Yeah.
Second year in a row. He's gonna be up for comeback player.
You're gonna try to run somebody over that can't die.
How do you survive being cut? This guy, he's definitely on there.
Yeah, he's gonna. You just wait and see. He's gonna be on the comeback player of the year again.
Is there death in the eyes? I have.
Yeah. They're thinking he cheated death and the 2024 offseason?
Yeah, final destination, part 6.
Yep. And he's still on a team while not doing anything? They're afraid to cut him.
3 tackles? Yeah, they're scared.
We can't cut him. You know what it would look like if we cut him? We can't cut him.
That's what it looks like.
He knows it too. He went in front office and was like, I'm starting next year or I'm messing all this up.
Yep. I will go out there and die again.
Cut Poyer. Cut him now. Hamlin's penciled in.
Oh my God. You can't do it.
I will die for real this time, Mom.
I have more clones. Okay.
No bueno, bro.
They clone Hamilton.
Yeah, I have more clones in my house. So test me, bro.
Can't have it, man. Let me see. I'm trying to find the unsigned.
It's a nice list. There's still some people out there.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of people there.
I'm trying to find it. It's showing me Kyle Ridley still available. It's showing me Joe Flacco still available. I'm like, this isn't an updated list. Don't tell me it's updated. These two people already got teams.
Refresh
waiting for my coach my GM to like, you know.
Wagner ended up in Washington.
Yep.
Yeah, he's back with his boy. The Legion of Boom.
I've been wanting to Dolphins
not too bad
for 3 years.
No, nah, Wags still play. He's still playing, man.
You doing good.
So had...
We need to make this Justin Simmons move, though. That's what my GM need to do.
Hey, I want the same thing. Me and you can sit back while somebody else signs.
Somebody in my division is going to sign and watch. It's just been happening like all off season. Like, I'm going to be sitting there and I'm like, yo, Justin Simmons. And then, doo, 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 doo. Jacksonville Jaguars signed Justin Simmons.
Look at this here.
That sounds like a good fit.
Kirk Cousins,
no,
the number one
doesn't.
Player off and paid in the offseason. And Wilkins is number two, bro. That's weird to me.
What is this? Oh, the dudes that look signed free agents?
It's Wilkins and then Robert Hunt. Two Dolphins got the top three contracts. That's crazy, bro.
Got that bag, son.
It's crazy.
Cousins four bag. For 180.
But now my
Wilkins
boy's got to go play
for 110.
Carolina.
Everybody trying to win in the trenches except the Titans. They think signing a receiver going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And like they that team had no line last season. It's what they need is a line. So looking
X,
at
look
these
at
moves
X.
here.
Oh my gosh. We was never gonna pay that. My Lord.
Yeah, 67.
19 a average for a safety.
Oof. Forget about it.
67 milli for a safety.
So who up here? Granted, we understand trenches, receivers, quarterbacks. What moves are the most important do you see up here?
That Bryce Huff move to the Eagles is going to be nasty.
Outside linebacker?
Yes.
I thought they had good players in those positions last year. So, I mean, Reddick, I just think that's just a fillback.
Yeah, but they got younger. That dude's like 25 years old.
Yeah.
And he's a beast.
He played for the Jets, and I never heard of him. So
the Giants did. The Giants – with Brian Barnes, that might be something.
He ain't gonna do nothing.
Worst case, may help.
But Carolina, they need to fire their ownership, dude.
Well, I was just looking at that. I see they got a guard, Robert Hunt for Carolina. Carolina got another guard, Damian Lewis. Yeah. I mean, it looks like they're getting players for their offense, but yeah, how they did that Burns,
that little boy, man.
From what they offered them before last season to this season. What they offered didn't take versus what they got, what they accepted this time. Was it two first rounds last year or something like that?
Somebody should be banned from the league.
Yeah,
they got
that was the worst front office moves I've seen.
Brian Burns and Christian McCaffrey, they got no first round picks.
No first round.
Unbelievable,
bro.
Be banned.
Barely
that is horrible.
I'd be done being a fan of the team if that were the case.
Barely got a second out of it.
That's horrible.
That's so
bad.
You
let both those guys walk without getting not one first.
Nada. Nada.
Yeah, and like that's sorry. That's bad. I'm taking all my blue and black and I'm burning it. I would never be a Carolina fan again. You couldn't do that.
Broncos not even messing that up.
So you got Cousins going down there. Who does that help the most? Does that help Bijan? Does that help Drake London? Does that help Pitts? Who's gonna benefit?
Helps all of them.
All of them because
who's the coach down there now?
Raheem Morris.
Ra.
Who's the OC
then? That's why he got Kurt. So he don't have
Ra problem. Got he got the dude from the Rams, the young dude.
Okay, okay. That could be good, man.
That's why you got
Cousins got the best back he's had in his career. If Pitts can't do nothing now.
I think it's Zach Taylor is his name.
Yeah, I think you're talking about that's it. But I think you're right, Rob, when it comes to Pitts. This guy, he made Kyle Rudolph look good. He knows how to get the tight end. What's his name before he got hurt last year? Hockenson was looking good with Cousins. He knows how to get the ball to these guys. I don't think London is a stud receiver anywhere like Jefferson is, but he's definitely serviceable.
And you got they got him more help with Mooney in the slot.
Oh yeah, they did get Mooney. They did get Mooney. Hey man,
yeah, but that Atlanta Mooney shit. Well, I guess it was the Bears, but he trapped.
Nah, it was the Bears, man. It was the Bears.
Yeah, I got drafted him so quick, bro. That man didn't see the field, or at least
Mooney
the ball.
Mooney gonna be all over that field, man.
That was Getsy. Getsy is just Getsy's not good.
Raiders. Drake London is good.
The Raiders will see that soon. He chose Minshew over Fields.
I don't know if he's all pro yet, but he's good. Crazy. Man.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
Fields, I don't want to get Fields. I'd rather pay Minshew $10 million a year.
If I don't have a quarterback, I'm taking both. I don't understand how you don't put Justin Fields on your team. Like, unless the money, ass, bro.
Is he $6 million for his fifth year?
Yeah, you're going to have to pay him next year. That's why. So it's like you getting a one-year rental to see what he can do. And then if he's not to your liking, then you got to let him go.
He's a quarterback. You exercise the fifth-year option. And pay it.
Yeah, but I think we talked about it last week where they're in a horrible position because they draft anybody, Williams, anybody. You know you're not going to keep both those guys on your roster going the next year. So you're going to lose. You're losing all your leverage. Like you're screwed right now. Even you're screwed because teams know you're going to go get a quarterback in the draft. So you got to do anything before he's going to be completely worthless to move as far as what you get in return for him.
I thought they lost their leverage before the season was up because of the little rumors where they was, you know, where they wasn't really supporting him and whatnot. So because
they let him play, is that what you're saying? They let him play.
They're gonna end up keeping both of them.
I could see that too.
They let him put some more film out there. That's how they lost their leverage.
Nah, man, you see what Fields, man.
I like Fields. I'll take Fields on my team, but I'm playing Madden mostly. So.
Who else out there did pretty good for themselves? I mean, like I said, we had the Colts almost made the playoff last year, lost last game of the season. Detroit, and you had Houston are the top 10 most salary cap to spend. The guys who have the money don't have the players. That's why they have all the money. So you really don't want to be making too many moves because that means you had a lot of bad players. But who's looking good right now? Like I said, Buffalo.
I think Cleveland quietly. You bring in a Judy.
Cleveland, you said?
You bring in Jerry Jeudy to play on opposite of Amari Cooper. Plus, you got Elijah Moore in the slot. You're getting Chubb back.
You ain't got 30 for 30.
Yeah. You're getting Chubb back. And then you bring in a Nyheim Hines, too. Like, I think Cleveland Browns.
You're going to go with Winston, or you're going to stay with Watson?
So unsexy.
You got to stay with Watson.
I think they're going to start Winston until he, is healthy or shows he's healthy.
Who?
Winston.
Watson is healthy. He's already healthy.
You just had Flacco playing the best football of his career almost. You can't take him out. But I don't think Flacco's a gunslinger like Winston is. But you saw last season, if a guy gets that ball out to those players, they're going to do well. Is Watson that guy? Because, Winston's going to drop back and sling that shit. It's coming out fast. So do you see that? Winston, like, you know what? Maybe we try Winston because he's only going to cost $4 million. But you pay, what, $230-something for Watson?
You guys sound like crazy. Like,
it's like a crazy Deshaun
Watson
right now.
Deshaun Watson is the quarterback in Cleveland. Like, stop it. Stop it.
But what if he's not the better quarterback?
Is he quarterback because of the money they paid for him or quarterback?
He's quarterback because Jameis Winston is the backup. He's quarterback. Because
he's blind?
Jesus Christ.
Now he knows when he throws an interception instead of just it happening.
Oh, he got LASIK? He's good now?
Yeah, he got LASIK before.
They still trying to find that Deshaun Watson from 4 years ago.
He don't have Will Turner, whatever the guy's name is, running loose down the field, throwing him Hail Marys in the middle of the game. That's all it was.
No, Deshaun Watson is going to be just fine.
Yeah.
They don't need him to be Superman. They have Chubb. They got all these people around him. Like, he's going to be just fine.
That's why that team needs a better quarterback. They have so many good skill players on that team. It's crazy to me.
He sounded crazy. Oh, yeah. They did better with the other quarterbacks.
How'd they do better? Man. They was winning with Watson.
What if Darnold went there? Who's starting, Darnold or Watson?
It should be Darnold. He got all the tools.
No.
Come on, say it.
No. Like, what are you guys talking about? If you guys Darnold, are talking like Deshaun Watson is not good. Like, what are you
Darnold
talking about?
Not, the Browns, not are you starting Darnold or are you starting Watson? That's your guy.
You said Sam Darnold got all the tools.
He do, but shed. you playing Deshaun Watson, man. What are y'all talking about right
asking,
now?
I'm just asking. Why? Darnold's your guy?
Because you paid him?
No, because Deshaun Watson can play.
He ain't playing
better than Sam Darnold. That's what we have.
Yes,
and the fucking massage chick turned him down.
Oh,
that's
my gosh!
He has an extra tool. Then that's what you're saying. He got an extra saw.
One's got eight tools in his bag. Watson's got nine.
He got a.
Gosh, you guys are killing me.
Well, you don't think as a coach you see a guy that could do nothing in the season? Flacco comes in there with them same group of dudes and goes ham. They go crazy. You don't think that gets in the coach's head, like, you know what? We should maybe switch up some things. You don't think that happens? No.
No.
You think he has?
Deshaun Watson was hurt last year. Like, he was just fine when he played.
He was terrible. Do I gotta go on Twitter and post some damn tweets?
No one knew that was terrible last year. The first part of the season, they was like, "Why is that guy's name an NJ?"
They used
what the hell is that?
A fluke injury that it wasn't even affecting him.
First it was let him knock off the rust. Then when he knocked off the rust,
it got more rust.
Deshaun Watson's last year as a full-time starter and healthy, he threw for 4,000 yards and like 30-something touchdowns.
That was like in the 90s, bro.
That was the last time he was fully healthy.
Yeah, that's how long it's
on the
been
team.
Since
so if he's fully healthy this year and don't duplicate that, then what?
Oh shit.
You guys are killing me, dog.
I'm just asking who's their division? Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, right?
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, that's a tough division, bro.
Still the same one.
So I'm looking at it like this. You bring in Russell Wilson and you are officially saying I'm done going 8-8 and making the playoffs and losing. I'm just gonna suck because Wilson is not that good.
All right, so hold on.
Look at like
who's the best team?
Russell Wilson had
right
a good year last year. Like, what is wrong with you people?
Who's the best team in that division right now, Luke?
Baltimore.
Probably Baltimore.
Who's the
but now we'll
best?
See if Burrow comes back, how that's gonna work out.
Who's the second best?
In that division,
yeah,
I'm taking Cleveland.
I would say Cleveland because they've got a good team, good defense, really good defense.
Bengals is a little the second best team.
Well, no, I'm saying
no,
when
they're not.
Burrow comes back,
no,
you got to see.
No, they're not.
Burrow comes quarterback in the division.
Like, shit is a wrap, son.
They got the second best quarterback in the division. Argue that.
It'd be fun.
They don't. So they got
the
Burrow's
what?
Third best?
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Burrow's the third best quarterback in that division?
Him and Russ is probably tied.
Who?
What happened to Deshaun? I thought Deshaun.
Who are you talking about? Who's tied?
I'm taking Lamar, Deshaun, and then Burrow and Russell Wilson right here.
Yeah,
neck and neck.
That boy trolling.
Yeah, come on. Listen, I recognize a troll when I see one. I recognize one when I see one. I've made the odd comment from time to time.
Deshaun Watson had a better year last year than Burrow.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't Burrow miss half the season with a broken something or other?
Deshaun Watson was hurt.
Where did she use to print these?
Bro.
She needs a better printer.
He had Mixon. Like, come on with this Mixon stuff.
Yeah, he had Mixon. He just replaced Mixon with Zach Moss, like that is a
Moss.
Clear downgrade.
Yo, when it comes to the dudes on your fantasy team you would never draft
it's
again,
like not even
Mixon is on that list. He's a guy I would never draft.
They lost T. Higgins. Like,
where's
that
he going? Or they franchise him still?
He's going home. He's taking his ball home.
That's, yeah.
He's not that he is done. Adam Schefter said today he is done with Cincinnati. Finish. Wants no parts of them.
So where's he going? He's going home free of charge because they ain't trading him there.
Yes, he was gonna go home and sit. He is not signing that franchise tag.
Who's that?
T. Higgins.
T. Higgins. He requested a trade. He's done in Cincinnati, and that's it.
Go home and sit.
That's exactly what he's gonna do. They'll get tired and trade him.
Yeah. Go ahead, and then he's gonna have a bad year, and then he ain't gonna get paid.
And then they'll be.
Why would he have a bad year?
Okay, going back to what you were saying. So when was the last time a player sat out, came back, and had a good season?
Jonathan Taylor had a great year last year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
For like the three games he played? Because I had him on my fantasy game. He didn't accumulate many points.
Yeah. Had an awesome year.
But he remember he was playing really good for 3 days and then games and then
he was injured holdout.
But he had an injury, so I give him that pass. But I'm talking about a person that legit held out.
I mean holding out a couple of what? What are you talking? How many times what did Chris Jones hold out? One or two games, ended up doing all right. Then you got a guy
Week 8. Chris Jones played just fine.
Who's the running back? Something or other guy? I'm blanking right now. What's his name?
What? Something or other. That's my favorite.
What's his name?
Who?
Pittsburgh running back went to the Jets. Was
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell?
That didn't work out too good for him.
He started it. He was the first one to really.
And he came out and said, yo, don't do it, guys. It's a bad
move. That's why I say now he's boxing. That's what you do. You're going to be boxing in a year.
Oh, that's different.
But that's what I'm asking. When I heard it with Jonathan Kelly,
he set the whole year out.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a bad move. If you come back to a
T. Higgins ain't sitting a whole year out. He'll be traded by trade deadline.
Yeah, the shit trade. They're losing stuff for him and any potentials with him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't
like it. Yeah, T. Higgins will be gone. He'll get traded.
Where's he going
to
go?
They're not going to hold on to him like that.
Because he's expensive, so who has the cap to get him?
Oh, a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can structure any kind of way you want.
Yeah.
He's a number one receiver.
Pay him $1 million the
Higgins
first
year. Yeah, I think so.
He's going to get paid like Higgins a number is. One.
Yeah, he's a number one receiver.
He's going to go somewhere where he can actually be the number one. I bet you that.
Higgins on San Francisco would be really good.
You know, the last number one guy you co signed was terrible, right?
Who?
Mm-mm.
This Juju.
Yeah, he was
Juju had a good Juju had a good year when he left.
Oh, I thought you was talking to me. I was like, I don't fuck with no Juju.
No, but Juju had a good year. The year he left, he had a good year.
He vanished. He vanished.
Huh?
Thank you, dude.
Hey, that boy 27 years old at Wendy's right now, bro.
Nah, man, come on, dog. He did vanish. He vanished to New England.
USC plaque up above his desk.
He vanished to New England with no quarterback.
I don't think T. Higgins is a number one receiver. I think he's a very solid, very good number two. But he's not
never had an opportunity
like a number one.
No, that's T. Higgins is. T. Higgins is.
What you mean? He was there before Chase.
Yeah, but he was like a rookie.
T. Higgins is number one.
Yeah,
he's a number one.
Is a one, I think.
Yeah, T. Higgins is a one. Yeah,
he's a 2A.
I need to look at the team. Yeah. I don't know.
The year Juju left, he had 933 yards receiving and won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's it. I already know. I don't even have to scroll down. He's got to go to ATL, bro.
That would be nice.
ATL.
If he went to Atlanta, that'd be a solid pick.
That's it. He could be a one because what's his name's not proven to be a one, even though we could like London.
Yeah.
And then it's. It's a bust.
He hasn't had a quarterback to show that he could be a number one.
Yeah, let's let Higgins play with a Kirky Durkey. With Bijan. I mean, he's got everything in that offense too.
That's what I'm saying. Now that he got Kirk Cousins, if Drake can't pull it off, then he's caca.
No.
I like
so
that.
So listen
man,
up.
Listen, man, it's a ton of teams that's lining up for T. Higgins once 100%. They trying to trade him. He's a number one, and he's 25 years old.
Yeah, that's
like
the biggest
thing,
too.
I like the age. He ain't a number one.
Yeah, he's a number one.
He's a one for sure.
You think Judy's a number one?
I think Judy should be a number four.
He's playing like a four.
I think Judy's a two.
Listen, let's talk about it how it is.
Judy's a low two.
Tua made Judy. Yeah,
he's
that's
a two
it.
B. He's a 2B.
Tua made Judy. Judy's a nobody, and Tua made him look like a top 10 pick, bro.
Say what? We're running back? What are you talking about?
I don't think he's that good, man.
Tua made Judy look like a top 10 pick in college. Now he's a bum. The other guy's in jail. He made all them dudes look good. Smitty and Waddle, the only ones that are good.
Nah, my problem with Judy is
the dude that was driving his car, Ruggs.
Yo, yeah.
Little prison boy.
Ruggs.
I don't think Judy's that
he's good. He's in jail.
He's been hurt more often than not. Also, you really can't see him on the field because he's missing at least three games a season, it seems like.
Judy, yeah.
Yes,
I think that's that unhappiness, man.
He's always hurt.
You don't want to be somewhere. You're just depressed. He seemed depressed. When I watched him play, I was like, this guy's depressed. I tell you, he didn't like for this.
I don't think he was happy to ever be in Denver.
I mean, look,
he started his career with Drew. What is it, Drew Locke? Something like that.
Yeah.
So going on.
That's why you don't want to be a top 10 pick, bro, because you're going to go to a
bad team.
Okay.
So Judy route running is nasty, though.
CBS Sports. CBS Sports, the Cardinals, key additions, Justin Jones, Mac Wilson, Sean Murphy Bunting, Jonah Williams, re-signs Tristan Colin, and Keith Israel. Key departure, Humphreys. Overall grade is a C. Do we care at all about the Cardinals?
No.
Hell no.
They're giving grades out for free agency? Like, they give grades for everything?
Yeah. Grade C for Arizona. Do we care about Arizona?
No.
Not personally, but they gave him a C.
A man, C?
They're being nice because it's a D.
So the Falcons.
That team is terrible. Nobody
Falcons these people, these people that's giving the grades, they don't know what they're talking about.
No. Just going off the base. And this is base stuff. Key departures, Jonnu Smith, Jeff Okuda. Re-signings, Liam McCullough. And a player announcement, something like that says. Key additions, Kirk Cousins, Darnell Mooney, the Falcons.
A?
An A. They got an A.
Be an A. Yeah, that's accurate.
You get a good
They should get an A plus, but A is good. We'll go with it.
A?
Yeah.
What happened to Okuda, man? That dude was a top 10 pick.
He was supposed to be.
He got hurt, man, and he ain't been the same.
Send him to Miami. Come retire with us.
The Baltimore Ravens. Key departures, Gus Edwards, John Simpson, Geno Stone, Queen, Ott. Re-signings, Matt Ebuke, Nelson Aguilar. Key additions, Derrick Henry. Yeah, I can't say some of these names. The Ravens.
They paid that boy. That Ebuke got paid.
Yeah, he did. But they franchised him. I keep telling like the three technique, them boys don't hit the market. Unless you Christian Wilkins.
Listen, when you go to the AFC Championship and you swap Gus Edwards for Derrick Henry, I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
They got an A-.
Of course they did. Because it's
Buffalo Bills, key departures, a whole bunch of people I'm not going to read. Re-signings, a lot of re-signings. Epinesa, Daquan Jones, Rapp, Edwards, Dawkins. Key additions, Trubisky, oh my God. And Nicholas Morrow, Buffalo, C+.
D. Hey. Bro, first of all, why is Trey White didn't even make the cut on the website, bro? That's
on the departures?
He should come to Miami for that.
You got two of our guys. You got Neil and you got Poyer.
I don't know who Neil is.
He wants your whole secondary.
Neil, is he a good special teamer?
All I know about Neil is when what's-his-name died on the field, they had their whole ring and circle. He was the only one not taking a knee, and his last name was Neil. And I have a picture of it also because I found it amazing. That's what I remember about Neil.
That's what you remember?
That's what I remember. The whole big circle, I see number 33. That's what you remember. And dude standing up. Well, everybody's on a knee, and he's standing up with a Neil.
You don't know if his knees were hurt.
Who knows? Could be kneeling too much, praying. Who knows?
That Trubisky, that's at least an A. Once Trubisky plays, Trubisky playing eight games is going to be a movie.
So we got key departures for the Carolina Panthers. Brian Burns, Deontay Jackson.
You don't need to go any further. They got
new key resignings, Troy Hill, J.J. Jensen, key additions: Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, Deontay Johnson, Ashawn Robinson.
They got Josie Jewell.
Yeah, they got a bunch of people.
D plus. Josie Jewell. Yeah, he was a leading tackle for Denver.
Buffalo. Oh man,
I wanted Josie Jewell a little bit.
So far, like, Rob, you're close. You're about a half a point off each one you've graded so far.
Josie Jewell's.
The Chicago Bears.
The what?
Chicago. Key departures: Justin Jones, Darnell Mooney. Key re-signings: Jalen Johnson, Patrick Scales. Key additions: Swift, O-lineman Bates, Kevin Byard, Owens, tight end Gerald Everett. The Bears.
A minus.
C.
What?
C.
I like the Byard. I don't know why you swapped Swift and what's his name. I don't think what's his name was doing bad, was he? Was it?
Who's what's his name?
The running back they got rid of.
Oh, Khalil Herbert? He's still there.
Nah, was it Montgomery? Who was there?
Montgomery was from two years ago.
Yeah, that was two years ago. Montgomery from last year.
Yeah, somebody else. Who's the running back for the Chicago Bears?
It was Foreman. It was
should have got a B minus for that, man.
They had a bunch of different running backs last year with the Bears.
Man, they gave a lot of money to a sex addict.
They got Justin Fields as their top running back, I think.
That boy said, listen, if you thought I was balling last year, just wait till now, because last year all I was thinking about was sex.
Who said that?
Jalen Johnson. You didn't see his press conference?
That. Yeah.
He said, I was all I was thinking about last year was sex, and that was affecting my play. So if you think I was good now, I got a therapist now, and you just wait.
That's freaking wild, bro. Cincinnati. Cincinnati lost Mixon, lost Irv Smith, lost Awuzu. I'm not going to try it. Key signings: T. Higgins, franchise. Drew Sample, Cody Ford. Key additions: Geno Stone, Zach Moss, Gesicki. The Cincinnati Bengals grade is
D.
C plus.
B. As in bold.
Whoever's great in this is like retardo.
This is Duque.
Retardo.
The Browns. Duque. The Browns. They lost Taki Taki, Anthony Walker, and Mike.
Oh, they get
Ford.
An F from now.
Taki Taki.
They brought back Za'Darius Smith and Michael Dunn. Key additions: Judy, Jameis Winston. The Browns.
C.
B plus.
What?
B plus.
All right, we're done here.
The Cowboys lost. Resigned Trent Sigg and Neville Gallimore. Key addition.
I thought they said Gallimore was somewhere else. Gallimore left Miami.
Yeah, he's in Miami.
Yeah. Well, maybe they got rid of him. Maybe that's why they got the letter D. What is that, a D?
Ooh.
I don't know. It's a D. D for Dallas.
Yeah, Gallimore left.
Okay.
Trying to do a sign language, D?
Trying, man. This isn't for me.
It's like a piece.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out who it is. All right.
What team you
Let's
on?
Run through this. Sorry, folks who wanted to hear the names. I'm not going to do the names. I made you these names. The Broncos. Key additions: Brandon Jones, Malcolm Roach. Key re-signings: P.J. Locke, Will Lutz, Michael Burton. Departures: Simmons, Wilson, movie. Judy, Cassenberry, Jewel. They got Cassenberry? F for the Denver Broncos.
They got Cassenberry?
They paid Brandon Jones, who was like a third string tight end. They paid him a lot of money, bro.
Tight end. I thought he played safety.
No, my bad. Yeah, safety. I don't. Did I say tight end?
He was messing me up.
I ain't
like,
even been drinking.
Loud and proud, too.
They got Michael Burton, though, so they're going to have some good movies coming out of Denver.
Detroit Lions got a B.
Is he related to Tim Burton?
Yeah, they I give him a B, too, because they traded for Carlton Davis.
Yeah, they got Davis, Davenport. They didn't lose to him. They lost C.J. Gardner.
Najee Davenport?
Yeah.
Najee Poops Davenport.
I could see a guy like what's his name not doing the Gardner Johnson. What's his name? The head coach?
Campbell. Yeah, him coming out.
Campbell, yeah. I could see him not not vibing with Gardner Johnson, bro. He was like,
yeah, that's why he went back to Philly. He like, you he know saw, what, I can't deal with.
He saw the ski mask and he was like, no, bro, we got to go.
He's like, you too,
that was like, why do you have this on your face?
You look, you're trying to fight players.
Are you trying to rob someone? I think you should go back to Philly with this type of behavior.
You need to go back to Philly.
Packers got A minus. Josh Jacobs, they re-signed a couple of the guys.
Oh, I like the Packers moves. That was the one team that I liked, the Packers.
Yo, they tried Aaron Jones, dog.
Because they got Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs. Yeah, I like Packers moves.
Houston Texans, B plus. I know Rob, that was one of the ones he said he kind of liked going into when we first started. B plus.
They did real good, man.
They got Okuda. I'm telling you, he's going to make a comeback.
A comeback from
Don't
what?
Don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years. Colts, B.
Uh-oh.
Flacco, key addition. Keeping Pittman and Lewis and Franklin and Stewart and Moore and Sanchez. Losing Minshew, Ross, and McKenzie. Moss and McKenzie. A B for the Colts.
Let's go.
Jacksonville. The Jaguars got a B.
We ain't done.
Yeah, this not done yet. This is like, I think, updated. Like
we ain't done. We got Quandre Diggs. Uh-huh. I think I'm predicting a Quandre Diggs signing. And then I'm predicting the Jerry Sneed trade. It's happening.
Jaguars got a B. The Jacksonville Jaguars got a B.
Who's coming to Miami?
This guy's hopeful.
That's going to the Colts.
That guy?
Yeah, between you two, you guys are going to feel like a 27-person team per team.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if I don't get Quandre Diggs, I won't be upset because I'm looking at the remaining safeties, and I got Cameron Curl, Justin Simmons, Jamal Adams, Jordan Fuller, Micah Hyde, Eddie Jackson. They're all there. Someone's coming, all right? Someone's coming.
Eddie Jackson coming.
They're all
– I'll take them.
Retirement age.
No, Eddie Jackson ain't that old.
Heck yeah, yeah. That boy like 32.
About 30-something, yeah.
Yeah. You just like these old people, dog. Like, what are you trying to run here?
Hey, he's a veteran.
He remembers them from his childhood.
He's a veteran, all right?
That boy was born in 93.
Yeah, he one of them Ben Gay players, man.
He's a veteran. All right. Give me Quandre Diggs.
The Chiefs were a B+.
He saw that 3-0.
We're a B+.
I mean, Quandre Diggs 32. Listen, so, but
the best baller is
if I'm gonna get an old fart, just give me Jamal Adams.
A razor? A razor?
Nah, I'm good. I don't need another linebacker.
He got cleared, and they signed him. I don't know why Buffalo didn't go back for him.
Probably their pride.
That was the kid that was punting like 90 yards or some crap, bro. And
punt god.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, punt god went over there, and they punter walk.
I do like Irv Smith as a player, so him.
I like that. I like that.
So they don't have to throw to that one white dude anymore.
Mm. What white dude?
Which one?
The second one. Yeah, Watson. Gray and Bell, all those guys. Where when I see him on the best slip, I'm like, Gray, I'm not Bell, betting Watson, on this guy. And then he catches.
They're all the same. Gray, Bell, Watson, Kelsey.
Hey, just
throw
they're saying
numbers on them. That's it.
They saying they're gonna make a move for Mike Williams and Hollywood Brown. So.
Mike Wilman, and they must
they be might tra- be.
They must, so they must be trading Sneed.
They're going for history, Duffel. Bro. They're going to put everything.
Why do they need to trade people?
How they gonna
Williams couldn't be. Neither one of those guys should be expensive.
They traded. Yeah, exactly.
Mahomes just restructured again and opened up like $20-something million.
Yep.
And then that $20 million is going to get eaten up from Mike
from
Williams.
Who? From what? Mike Williams. You get Mike Williams 2 years, $20 million. Let's go.
You got enough money out of the Chargers.
Yeah.
Sneed is a big thing. They need to figure out Sneed if they want to try to go back.
Ain't going nowhere, man.
If they want to go back, you got to have Sneed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He ain't going nowhere. They're keeping that boy. That's why Mahomes freed up at 20.
The Ravens.
Nah, I think Mahomes freed the 20 up to go get some weapons.
The Raiders got a B, as in boy. Raiders.
What?
Raiders
got a B. Minshew?
How did they get a B by losing Josh Jacobs, bro? That is the fattest L. Like, next.
You got Gardner Minshew, bro. The guy lives in a van down by the river.
They got Zaire White.
I don't know about no
B. That is true.
Chargers got a C. The Chargers got a C.
Because they cut Mike Will Made It.
I was going to say, too, like what Rob's saying, they probably got addition by subtraction. Getting rid of Eckler, getting rid of Everett, getting rid of Williams, that's probably addition by subtraction. That's probably a better look for them. Rams got a B+.
Mm.
I mean, nobody here looks exciting.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Harbaugh probably said, hey, man, you need to get this dude Gus Bus. He'll fill you right in. He gave Gus Bus to his brother.
Yes.
I mean, he got back his one of his coaches, Greg Roman, was over there. So
Greg Roman is older than all of us put together.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
I still think they take Marshawn Lloyd in the draft.
B-
He is going to fit Harbaugh.
How do you get a B- after losing Christian Wilkins?
Bro, they got a John lot of good Smith. Players on.
They picked
on,
up some people.
On deals, yeah.
Talk about it. Forget
Christian Wilkins. You lost Andrew Van Ginkle.
Until we stopped the run.
That's another one that the Packers got.
Ginkle, bro.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's another one the Packers got. The Packers got some players, boy.
Van Ginkle?
Van Ginkle went to the Vikings.
The Vikings? I thought it was the Packers.
No, nah, Coach Flo was like, I remember this guy. Let me get this.
Because he looks like a Viking with the hair. Is that what it is?
The franchise never respected him. We tried to let him go. Nobody wanted him. And then he came back, had a great season, and we let him go. We didn't even offer him.
Just the disrespect for the Van Ginkle.
He was. I liked my Ginkle.
Disrespect.
But I'm good with
the Van Ginkle.
The Vikings got a C- because they added Van Ginkle.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of the young teams that got the, you know,
they got a franchise quarterback now.
They went and got some help for them guys.
Bro, they got Darnold, Patrick. Jones, Van Ginkle, Blake Cashman, Aaron Jones twice. They doubled up, and they got a C- addressing all the things they needed. They addressed, and they get a C-.
Yeah, but losing Kirk, I mean, that's still a big deal.
Yeah, and it sure is. I'm with you. Davenport,
I don't know how I like them in Madden. That's all I know. But Hunter's
a big deal too. Yeah,
but
for sure.
But they replaced Hunter with a Greenard.
Ginkle?
What?
The Patriots got a B. Brissett, Gibson, Hooper, Taki, Okafor.
Ooh.
And a whole bunch of re-signings.
Their re-signings is why they're a B, because they didn't do all that other shit.
So is getting rid of Gesicki and Mac Jones. They're like, oh, we got rid of these guys?
Mac Jones about to take Lawrence's position.
Gesicki about to be gritty all year long.
Yeah, Mac Jones said he's going back to like ground zero, the dirt. He moving back in with his parents, his childhood home in Jacksonville. Like he getting on the grind.
He got no money now.
Oh, Mac Jones got money. He's a first round pick.
For the New Orleans Saints.
But why would you waste money when you're just going to live with mom's? His bedroom probably still looked the same.
I couldn't name 10 players on the Saints, so I don't know how to gauge that. I like Willie Gay, and they kept Davis and Tyron, so kudos to them.
And they get a D for it, apparently.
The who?
I can't take the Saints serious
until they get rid of your boy.
Dave Carr?
No, the coach.
Who's that? Is Allen is their coach?
David Allen or whatever.
Dennis Allen Greer.
He looks like a special teams coach when I see him.
Until they get rid of their coach, I can't take the Saints serious.
Hey, like, David Allen Greer had that character.
He is not good. He's already lasted longer as the Saints coach than he did as the Raiders coach, and I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
That dude is not good.
Making that money coaching the team, though.
Yeah, he is.
Getting my shoulder hurts from carrying a ladder. I bet his don't.
The Giants got a B. A B for the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would say losing Barkley and replacing him with Devin Singletary is not that good of a move, in my opinion. Xavier McKinney is gone.
26 of 26.
I guess, you know what? You can't argue with that. I stand corrected. A B for the Giants.
Yeah.
A D plus for the Jets. Man, there's some biased New York media. A B for the Giants, a D plus for the Jets.
What did the
I mean, they re-signed their kicker and their punter, for God's sakes.
BD.
John Simpson is pretty good. I know a lot of Dolphin people were mad that the Jets got him.
Tyrod Taylor and Isaiah Oliver are their key additions. Wow. That's it.
Tyrod's going to play at least six games.
The Illadelph, an A for the Eagles, an A. Barkley, they got Devontae Huff, Parker. Gardner Johnson.
Devontae Parker, man. That's why. A big signing.
Yeah, he's the Eagles, right, Parker?
Yep.
Steelers got Parker? A B. Yeah, Steelers
Devontae got a B. Devontae Parker, Louisville legend. Queen.
Championship.
Steelers, bro.
Louisville legend.
The what? Fine the competition for Pickett. Steelers got a B. 49ers, ooh, Patrick, a B.
That Patrick McQueen, that ooh, Patrick Queen move is...
That's a good move.
49ers got a what?
They always they got linebackers, bro.
That Pat Queen was legit.
Got a B. As a boy.
It says yep. Could have been worse, except you got Leonard Floyd that took you from an F to a B. So I mean, it doesn't say that, but it should say that.
I tried to tell him.
We going back.
I tried to tell him.
Floyd was a good deal. Signing Floyd and Yuter Gross Mateos.
I'm cool with the Yuter Gross.
What was his name again?
I believe it's Yuter Gross Mateos.
Yes, an appetizer at Applebee's.
With Gross Mateos.
That's yo. Like I've never seen any of these names, dude.
Hey, Yuter, you don't play enough Madden, though. That dude was a rookie.
Yeah, wait, Gross Mateos.
Why eight?
I thought Gross Mateos was a beast.
Gross in college.
Oh. Yeah, Gross Mateos.
Seahawks got a B plus.
Oh. What they do?
They got rid of a lot of people. They added Rayshon Jenkins. They re-signed Fanton Williams. And they got rid of Disley, Parkinson, Lewis, Brooks, Locke, DJ Dallas.
Jordan Brooks, sheesh. Dolphin legend.
Sheesh. Buck, no DJ plus. Dallas? DJ nah, Dallas no there no more?
He went to the Cardinals, I believe.
Oh.
B plus for the Bucks. B plus. Ugh. Baker, Evans. Winfield, McLaughlin, Levante David re-signed.
Keep going.
Greg Gaines stayed there.
Not Greg Gaines.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. No additions, by the way. No additions. Just re-signing people.
They just brought their own players back.
That team looked good at the end of the year, and they were like, let's run it back. And it's not going to happen like that, bro. Evans by week six is going to be like, I knew I should have fucking left.
Run it back. Titans
run it back.
Plus. Titans got a B plus. We went over their moves before. Commanders a B plus. They added a whole bunch of people. Resigned nobody. Yeah. Lost Brissett and Gibson.
Yeah. Miami Chen, boy, I wish Miami would have got him.
And that's it for the grades.
I mean, if he was only going to get that deal, I mean, I wish the Colts would have signed him. He is from Indiana. Ugh.
I mean, free agency, bro. I can't believe
it's racism because he looks not white.
How do you look not white? You're either white or you're not. Not white.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a not.
Yeah,
white.
I wanted. Plus, I'm a big fan of his uncles. So it would have been cool if he would have played.
Who's that? Us.
Jeremy Chin.
No, he's saying who's his uncles?
Who's his uncle?
Steve Atwater.
Remember?
You ever heard? You ever heard of Steve Atwater?
What is, I think it's the who is it? It's the Steelers where Atwater took somebody's head off. They both boom, and you see Atwater's arms drop and just head straight to the ground after he killed somebody. That dude was a hitter. What was he 27 or 47? We're episode 46 right now. So next episode is Steve Atwater.
No, John Lynch.
Steve. What?
27 or 47 is
27.
Oh, we passed him up way long ago. Like Rob said, John Lynch is the next episode.
John Lynch?
Never know about that. You listen to that stuff these kids mumbles about today.
Yeah, mumble rapper.
John Lynch?
John Lynch?
The last good safety of their kind?
Yeah.
Is it?
Jesse
Bates. Nah. Cooper DeJean.
It was allowed to play like that.
He back to revive.
Cooper DeJean. No, you don't know yet if he's gonna play corner or safety. So you don't know yet.
Safety, and he's gonna come to us. He's gonna come to the Niners because we need.
Nah, you don't know yet because they said if he runs fast, if he runs fast, he's a corner.
He's gonna run a medium. He's gonna come play next to Palomano nephew, and we got the backfield on.
Nah, they say if he runs fast, he's gonna play corner.
I think he ain't
Brian Branch.
I don't know. He's gonna be the first white corner drafted
in like 80 years.
Or if I shared in our group chat, but Cooper DeJean, he's a like number one. He was like the state scoring champion in basketball. He was a state track and field star champion.
Sounds like a corner to me. But he also did that probably in Iowa, so he didn't have much competition.
Yeah, but them dudes, they're
he's faster than the other white people that he raced.
I tell you what.
He was a quarterback. He was a quarterback and a corner. Some teams wanted him as a quarterback. He's like, I don't really want to do quarterback. But he was averaging like 2,000 yards a season passing, 1,000 yards rushing. Like he was the whole offense, outrunning dudes left and right. So yeah, it could be your competition. Who you're going against? But everywhere,
safety.
He kept going. He kept excelling.
Riley Cooper?
Riley Cooper has an essay.
Hey, that boy be balling.
Came out of Iowa, too. I think you know, they should just stick to tight ends, and that's it.
Riley Cooper be balling.
Really? For real? When?
Yeah.
Long ago.
He like one of the top special team people in the league.
I think we're talking about two very different Riley Coopers.
I think so, too. I think you're talking about the receiver.
We're talking about receiver for the
racist receiver that for the Eagles.
It was way back when he had a shit gears on at a concert.
He wasn't from Iowa.
I think that's who Lou's talking about. I'm talking about the Iowa safety, Riley Cooper.
Yeah, that boy be balling.
Yeah, I know.
I know you don't think special teams is part of football because I know you don't think that, but. There's three phases to the game.
I understand that, but
I don't think you understand that.
I mean, so he goes down and makes a tackle. Awesome.
Boss, rap pioneer, and first female artist signed to Def Jam.
He plays fourth down the whole game, and he's awesome.
I never heard of her.
I ain't seen him on the field. You don't even know his jersey number.
Whose jersey number?
You don't even know his jersey number.
Cool. 17, 18. You what? See, Debo changes number to one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because
he's not.
That's
not
legit. Right.
He's
number thing, one. He's like these dudes on this RTG podcast keep saying I ain't number one. Watch this one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like it.
That's what I like it. I don't like changing numbers mid career. It's gonna confuse me.
He should go to like. Jersey 9.
I'm gonna want to get Debo on my fantasy team. 19, 17?
Oh, that's ugly. So good for him.
I knew he started with an S though.
Nah. If you got number one, you that dude.
That's the point. That's the problem. 1, 2, 4. You raw.
I saw something on Twitter today where the Ravens have contacted the 49ers about Debo. Yeah.
Good.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Debo, stay where you are, bro.
No, the Ravens. He fits it. He'll be their new Anquan Boldin. Let us get something, you know what I'm saying?
Did you just say Anquan's name with a W in it?
I think you said Anquan Boldin. He's like one of the Boldin brothers.
Boldin.
That's what I said, Boldin. Anquan Boldin.
He said Boldin.
I heard a W.
Yeah, he's like Stephen Baldwin's brother.
Anquan Broken Face.
Bolden.
Bolden, man.
We'd be rolling.
Ooh, Anquan Bolden.
I like that, man. I mean, we always be making deals with them boys anyways. I like that. Send Debo over there.
No, Debo, don't ruin your career, bro. Stay where you is. Stay where you be. Stay where you are.
2-3, 2-4.
That's not how you build teams. You don't give your best players away.
He's not our best player.
He's one of your best players.
He's like second behind McCaffrey, I would say.
No, I yeah. his second.
Yeah, bro. Debo's a football player. Run, pass, catch, block down the field. There's a guy you want on your team as long as you can have him on your team.
You can leave anybody, anybody's taking Debo over Ayuk.
You should probably get T. Higgins. Get yourself a real number one over there.
So, yeah, I'd take that. Let me get that number one. Let me get a route runner, please. That can get open.
Nah, I'm going to tell T. Higgins that you don't even think he can play. Stay away from San Francisco. They got some delusional fans over there.
I mean, if he wants to catch, 100 passes a season, yeah, he definitely should stay away from San Francisco. I agree.
Don't go there, buddy.
That ain't gonna happen.
Don't go there.
Let's wrap
this
up.
But we don't get like talented players. We get people that can serve.
It's the 9:30, bro. It's wrap up time.
That boy going home, man. That boy gonna go play with Bryce Young.
Oh
no, don't do that. That's a bad move too. Who's that? Higgins? Don't do that, Higgins.
Yeah, he gonna go home play with Bryce Young.
No,
he's gonna be home all right on the couch.
Yeah, I'd stay on the couch before I went to go.
They're gonna be all right. Carolina. Yeah, Canales is going to have Bryce Young playing. Good.
Yeah. Him and T. Higgins. They got three linemen they got on the in free agency. They're definitely
looking to check them. You can bash Bryce all you want. I told you before the season he had no shot with the coaching staff he had.
Well, let's hope he gets something. Second year with a – oh, no, it's a new OC too, right?
So when are we just going to – so when is it going to just be like the quarterbacks that you guys be evaluating just ain't that good?
Oh, no, he's not good. He doesn't look like a quarterback.
He can play.
Bryce Young.
Nah, he ain't going to do
Lance,
much.
Or Trevor Lance, whatever his name is. I forgot his name now.
We don't even know his name. We don't need to know his name. He's never going to play again, so we don't got to worry about that.
Goddamn Trubisky, like every year.
No, Trey Lance was different.
No, I didn't mean to say Trey Lance. I meant to say Trevor Lawrence.
Trey Lance was different, man. Trey Lance,
he
stayed hurt.
He didn't play enough. He don't play
like
enough.
This dude hasn't played a season since like high school.
Yeah, it's bad news, bro. Play enough.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like,
people don't understand, dog, that it matters who's coaching you.
It matters. It matters your team, matters
like,
your coach, bro.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like,
I don't agree with that. That's why I said when
like
Fields got when he went to the Bears, I said, don't judge Fields. The Bears are going to ruin his career. If you look at the track record, the Bears haven't had a good quarterback since by 85. They don't develop quarterbacks good.
They always go defensive coach.
Well, I mean, I'm with you, but that's what I'm saying. A lot of these teams, they be ruining quarterbacks, man. Or, players. And
Jay Cutler was raw in Chicago. Y'all sleep. Yeah.
Jay Cutler, Matt Forte. They won my
Jay
fantasy
Cutler,
team one
Jay
year.
Cutler was raw in Chicago.
Okay. They helped me my fantasy team one year. All right, let's wrap us up, man. Episode 46.
46.
46. I don't even know no players with 46. If you got 46 on, I'm sorry. You wasn't that dude. I'm just going to put that out there.
McDonald's, man. 49 of
you
safety.
Got cut in preseason.
Yeah, if you have 46 on, you got cut in preseason, and if you wore 46 in preseason and you was that dude, you changed it when everybody else got cut.
Exactly. You are now at 26.
Yeah, you are now 26. You left your rookie card got 46 on it, but you switched that right after the last preseason game. Yeah, another episode. You know what it is. Holla at your boys on YouTube, IG. You know what I'm saying? TikTok. Oh, no longer. Well, for now, TikTok's about to be get banned.
Good.
They put the bill in pass. TikTok about to get banned. But guess what, guys? You can still catch us on Black Planet, MeHente.com, GangsterCatholics.com. We out there. Holla at us. Like, subscribe, share. You know what it is. Respect the game. We out.